All right, 3, 2, 1. How's it going, everybody? And welcome back to Nerd Stuff with Ian 2.0 podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Ian. In today's episode, as you guys have already read the title, we're going to talk about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And kind of what the... kind of just go over the whole series, give my opinions, kind of what I think could be possibly going on in the future for the MCU with Sam Wilson and Bucky Barnes. So, the series starts off dealing with pretty much, you have Sam Wilson, aka Falcon. He's on a mission, and he runs into Batroc the Leaper, who's played by George St. Pierre, arguably like the GOAT of the welterweight and MMA community. Like, everyone will consider him like one of the GOATs on the mountaintop. If you just do welterweight division or if you just do MMA in general, he is arguably one of the greatest of all time to do it. And of course, Sam Wilson and Batroc, they battle. And they, like, because Sam, of course, pretty much does what he does, stops him from kind of getting over to where he was going. They have a quick battle, nothing crazy, but the action sequence, though, just amazing. Just the level of detail and the work they put into it, I thought was really good. Then you get to see kind of where Bucky's been at, kind of seeing his life, what he's doing, you know, and he's going to therapy, he's got a little book with him, and he's trying to go through the book to, in all intents and purposes, you know, try and right his wrongs. And that's kind of like his thought process. Well, during that, you also pretty much find out that there is a bigger issue that's been going on around the world in regards to people that were blipped away versus the people that were stayed on Earth that weren't blipped away. And the people that were that after the blip happened came back, they were looking at their houses, they were looking at a lot of stuff, and they now are displaced. And it's very much been an issue within around the world. And around the world, you find out about a group called the Flag Smashers, who are pretty much a terrorist group, is what they are. And they go around, and they consider themselves freedom fighters, which, you know, that's what they are. Their main job is they're trying to bring awareness to, you know, what's going on. And you feel for their cause as you, you know, really sit back and really kind of look at what they're trying to do. Of course, you know, Sam and Bucky get sucked into that. Meanwhile, you also find out that Sam actually gave up the shield. You find out that Sam gave the shield back to the government, that he's just like, I didn't want to carry it. Like, I didn't know how to feel about it. And that's another, in all intents and purposes, that's a point of contention between Bucky and Sam that over the course of the series, you definitely get to see kind of play out. You get to see just their feelings for it. And throughout that, you know, you have them trying to deal with these Flag Smashers, and you have them trying to figure out what they are. You also get the introduction of U.S. Agent, a.k.a. or John Walker, a.k.a. the U.S. Agent. And just his story, along with Battlestar, Lamar, and everything like that, you know, that goes into that. And you have the government really trying to make another, you know, that their idea is we're going to make another Captain America. And you have a lot of moving pieces that are going on throughout. And to me, I thought they did a good job of balancing that. Definitely, I'll put it out there for people, is definitely on more of like the political side, because definitely that's where a lot of it will end up pulling itself. So if you're somebody that, you know, in all intents and purposes, if you're somebody that's like, oh, I don't really want to deal with politics too much, I just want like a straightforward action, this definitely does a good job of making sure that, yes, it does keep up the, you know, the politics it does want to display, but it does a great job of making sure that it flows well in the story and it doesn't detract. So I put that out there now because I definitely know there's some people like, oh, well, then, you know, they did this political ideology. This is what they're trying to promote, blah, blah, blah. Like, end of the day, for me personally, I think they just did a good job of balancing all their storylines as well as balancing, in all intents and purposes, you know, what they wanted to have conveyed. Now, after Bucky and Sam have a battle with the Flag Smashers, they find out that there's more super soldiers. And Sam's like pretty thrown off. He's like, there shouldn't be any more. Steve was the one and only. Well, Bucky goes and he finds Isaiah Washington or Isaiah Bradley. And you find out that Isaiah Bradley was the Captain America after Captain America. He was like pretty much the first African American super soldier. He was the only one that really ever was able to, you know, survive the super soldier serum and was strong enough to carry it on. And that very much stuns Sam Wilson, you know, because he's like, he hears his story, he hears Isaiah Bradley's story, and he's like, you tried to be the hero for the U.S., and in a lot of ways, you were, you know, you were made into a lab rat, you were hated by America because of the color skin. Like, it very much delves deep with that, you know, very much racial tensions and racial issues. And again, that's why pointed out early for people who are going to be like, oh, I don't know, like this, that. It definitely is brought up, but they do, again, they do a great job of balancing that, and they go through a lot of their story. And I thought, to me, that was, for me, that was smart. I have appreciated what they did with Isaiah Bradley. I appreciated kind of how they gave a backstory to it. You find out that Bucky had another arm that got ripped off by Isaiah Bradley because he beat the crap out of Bucky back when he was the Winter Soldier. Then, of course, you have, you know, U.S. Agent and Battlestar. They end up getting themselves trying to team up with, you know, Sam and Bucky. And they're all trying to, you know, battle the Flag Smashers. And the Flag Smashers are trying to just bring more awareness to their thing. During that, you have Sam and Bucky are like, I think we know the person that could probably get us some answers that would have an idea, who hates super soldiers just as much as everybody else, as much as, you know, anybody else. And of course, they bring back Baron Zemo. Now, to me, Zemo, I think, stole the show when Daniel Brühl stole the show, when he was really able just to kind of just have fun with the character. And you really got to see just how powerful he really was, you know, how maniacal he really was. And you find out that he was not just some soldier, he was also royalty. He was of Sokovian royalty. Like, he had a lot of money. Like, he willingly chooses to stay in the prison they left him at. You know, if he wanted out, he could have got out any time, but he needed a reason. And when Bucky and Sam go to visit him, they give him a reason to get out. And he inadvertently, I mean, with the help of Bucky, who kind of gives him a couple things, he breaks out, he kind of goes through a plan, and then pretty much now they're all together. Pretty much, Sam is very much kind of looking at Bucky sideways, like, you know, he's a villain. He killed T'Chaka, he did a lot of damage to the Avengers just by himself. Like, what are you doing? And they very much go through a lot of what they, you know, rehash a lot of the issues they have with Civil War. Pretty much, Zemo tells him, like, I didn't know there was any more super soldiers. I hate super soldiers, but I know someone who might. And they talk about the Power Broker. Now, the Power Broker is out of Madripoor, and it's a, pretty much, a secretive character throughout the series. You don't know who it is to the end, but essentially, their big goal is, if you want powers, if you want power, money, anything you want out there, the Power Broker's job is, they'll, you have to pay a price, but they'll find a way to give it to you, but you have to serve them. And of course, Sam and Bucky and Zemo, they of course go in, they try to, you know, blend in, but of course it kind of doesn't work out. And that's when they come across Sharon Carter, who ends up saving them. And they end up talking to her, and she uses some of her connections, and they find out about a guy who found a way to replicate, or the original guy that found a way to replicate the super soldier serum. that made Steve Rogers and Isaiah Bradley who they were. Of course, that scientist ends up getting killed after they find him. Sharon Carter gets some cool fight scenes with her. Then they end up having to go separate ways because pretty much Sam and Bucky, they're still trying to go after Flag Smashers, and Zemo, he's very much as just as conniving as anything else. Because the only thing he cares about is killing the super soldiers. And of course, the Flag Smashers, on the other end, they very much are... they're runaways from the Power Broker. The Power Broker is the one that's been hunting them. On top of everything else, so not only they, you know, they don't have a country to go back to, they have people that are helping them somewhat, but they're more or less on the run. They don't have a ability to, you know, stay and hide and be out of sight and be careful and not, you know, be somebody that's gonna, they can't have extradition. Like, they have to travel. Like, if they're found by anybody in the international governments, they're after. Like, they're gonna get arrested and they're gonna get taken and they potentially could get killed or made worse into, you know, soldiers for something they don't believe in. So, of course, you have that going on for the Flag Smashers. Then, of course, you have John Walker and Battlestar, or U.S. Agent Battlestar. They're still doing their investigations. They're still following Bucky and Sam, who end up pretty much getting put in prison. Or I shouldn't say prison. They get locked up real quick. And U.S. Agent and Battlestar, they kind of wave their... around their power. And of course, everyone looking at John Walker, he's the new Captain America, they're like, oh yeah, no, let's let him go. Like, let's, you know, get them all in together. So now they're forced, you know, now they're being more and more forced to be together. You end up where, from there, you start seeing pieces start moving more and more. And throughout it, you have more and more battles between Sam, Bucky, U.S. Agent, Battlestar versus the Flag Smashers. And in one of the resulting battles, well, actually, before I get to that, you find out that, on top of everything else, that the Dora Milaje do not appreciate the fact that Baron Zemo is out. So they come to Bucky, and they tell him, you have 24 hours. You know, you better bring him back. Otherwise, we're coming to take him, and we will take what is ours. He killed King T'Chaka. He did damage to the Wakandan people. We do not forgive him, nor do we have any tolerance towards people protecting him. Like, he will die at our hands, or we will put him back where he should be put at. If we so choose, we could kill him. And very much, you have where Zemo, Bucky, you know, Sam, Battlestar, and you also have pretty much U.S. Agent. They end up running across the Dora Milaje because they give them time. They're all now forced to team up, and the Dora Milaje just, they start whooping up on Battlestar and John Walker, aka U.S. Agent, and U.S. Agent's realizing, like, he doesn't have powers, and the Dora Milaje are just destroying him. Like, they stop him from using his shield. Like, he tried to be normal. He tried to be a normal human being, and they just whooped up on him so badly that it's crazy. You know, Sam and Bucky, of course, are forced to step in, and in doing so, Bucky actually ends up getting disarmed, like, figuratively and literally. Like, they take off his arm that he had, and Bucky just stops fighting because he's like, I don't know what to do. You know, he could keep going if he wanted to, but he realizes it's a fruitless battle and that he didn't know they had such a weapon that really could take off his own arm. He thought, you know, nothing could take it off. Like, you had to physically rip it off. Well, they showed him different. While that's going on, Zemo, of course, escapes. Dora Milaje pretty much remind everybody that they're not to be trifled with, and they will find Zemo. And Zemo gets away for just a little bit. They end up catching up to Zemo. Bucky ends up fulfilling his promise to the Dora Milaje, who end up taking Zemo back later. But throughout that, now, you know, Bucky, Sam, U.S. Agent, and Battlestar, they're now more or less forced to team up together, and that's where things get interesting. During one, Sam pleads with U.S. Agent Battlestar, and Bucky's like, "Let me talk to her. She's a young girl. Like, let me talk to her. Let me see what I can do, because I know she doesn't want to cause war. She doesn't want to cause battle. She just wants to bring awareness to what's going on. Because at the end of the day, she's somebody that was displaced. If she doesn't have a country, we're not, helping her out as well. And that it's very much difficult for everybody. It's a very interesting situation for them to be in. Sam, of course, talks to her, and he gets through to her a little bit. And then U.S. Agent goes, "Yeah, this is taking too long," and goes in and ruins everything. During this, though, you also have where, I guess before everything kind of goes down, I meant to say, they end up raiding the Flag Smashers, and Zemo goes and finds out where all their serum is. And Zemo, of course, he does what he does best. He starts trying to take out, these super soldiers, and starts destroying the serum. And he gets down to the last one when he gets knocked out by U.S. Agent. While doing, he ends up grabbing one of the serums, and he just tucks away in his pocket. Now, to kind of go back to what we're doing, you do have where they're having like one of the last couple battles they have with the Flag Smashers. You have where they've invaded their warehouse. Sam's already tried talking to him. Things have gone sideways. And now you have where, everything's kind of just not going where they want it. The Flag Smashers get away, and it irritates pretty much U.S. Agent and Battlestar. They end up kind of finding out another location. They end up going off by themselves to pretty much, or Battlestar and U.S. Agent split up and go after the Flag Smashers by themselves without Bucky and Sam, who are returning Baron Zemo. Everything's going down the way it is. Pretty much during that, you find out that it was all a trap to try and get Sam and Bucky, and they realize that, and of course, they go there to try and help. Things don't go the way they want it to. And Battlestar ends up getting killed. Pretty much, U.S. Agent injects himself with some of the super soldier serum, and he just starts going ham on everybody. So John Walker starts just tearing through people, and he's trying to find the person that killed Lamar, aka Battlestar. And he in a blood rage, he finds one of the members of the Flag Smashers, and they're begging for his life. And in a tough scene, you have John Walker, who is at the moment Captain America, starts bashing in the head of one of the Flag Smashers with the shield and getting blood on it, staining the honor of what the Captain America shield is. And I know that shook a lot of people to see that. And I know, to an extent, a lot of people are like, "Oh no, he shouldn't have." Like, a lot of people were very much upset with why Russell, who plays John Walker, aka Captain America, aka U.S. Agent, because they're like, he's doing such a crazy job of making you hate him and not want him around. And with that moment, that was the piece de resistance in regards to just no one wanting him around. Pretty much, it all gets filmed, and from there, John Walker gets stripped of the Captain America title. He gets court-martialed. He gets honorably discharged, or I believe dishonorably discharged at the end of it. Bucky and Sam, they've had to, since they had to battle John Walker to get the shield back from him, and John Walker ends up ripping off the wings off of Falcon. It's taking everything they've got to beat him, and they finally do, and they take the shield back after their battle. This is before a court martial happened. And, Sam and Bucky, they've been dealing with their regular lives. They've been kind of running away from it, but, now they're back in Louisiana, where Sam is from, and Sam's you know, very much dealing with a lot of kind of what to do. He's been trying to fix his parents' boat. He's doing a lot of stuff. This is stuff I skipped because I didn't feel like it was as pertinent for what it needed to be to kind of get the story going. They've dealt with a couple issues. They tried to get a loan. Pretty much a lot of things came up that dealt with stuff that really irritated Sam and sister. He's like, I've saved the world. Like, I'm on the Falcon. Well, he's like, well, are you on a pension? This, that, and the other. And it's very irritating to hear that. And so he gets denied. He saves the world, and he still gets denied. And very much, you know, Sam and Bucky, they, after everything else, kind of catch everybody up where they are at. Sam and Bucky end up, you know, conversation, and Bucky tells him straight up, he's like, when you gave up the shield, like, you, and you gave up on Steve's decision, you also kind of spat in the face of me. Like, that Steve's choice on me, that, like, I'm not a good person. Like, I was a failure. I was a monster. I was a killer. And you blatantly just, when you gave it up, like, you made me, you made it seem as though you questioned Steve's choice. And Sam was like, no, it's like, you don't get it, because you don't want, because he's like, I didn't mean it that way, but, like, it's a heavy burden to wear, carry that shield. And Bucky's like, well, I'll take it. And pretty much Bucky kind of realizes that he shouldn't, and Sam, during so, looks at it, and they end up kind of going back and forth, tossing around the shield, and they're getting to know each other better. And really kind of recognizing that they're not so different at the end of the day, and that they're both having to fulfill Steve's legacy. One's the best friend of Steve, the other one is the direct successor to Steve Rogers, aka Captain America, who chose Sam to carry the shield. And they both have to reconcile with those facts. You know, Sam tells him, you know, you gotta stop trying to avenge the people that are on your list. And you gotta start, you know, ultimately closing those chapters, closing those doors, and officially moving forward. You know, you can't just avenge stuff. You have to face it head on, whether it's good or bad. Now, while all that's going on, you have the Flag Smashers who are now in the United States. They've decided that they're going after the GRC, because the GRC, the pretty much the, I think it's the global something, whatever they are. Essentially, they're the group that's handling this whole, like, people who've been blipped, who just came back, who are not, who don't have a home anymore. They're trying to figure all that, and they're trying to pass a bill that very much prevents people from, those people that were blipped away that now are back, they don't have a chance to, you know, have the same rights and freedoms and support, because that support's gone, and that this group's going to try and take it away. They decide that they're going to do one last mission. They're going to go after this group, and that Bucky's, that their job now is they're going to send a message, whether they got to kill somebody or whatever they got to do, that's what they're doing. While that's going on, Bucky gives Sam pretty much this case, because he knows one day Sam's going to open it up when it's time. And, of course, all while it's going on, you find out that it's finally happened. The Flag Smashers are going after what they are, and everything's going down. And Bucky and Sam have to pretty much go at it one more time. And then, of course, you have where John Walker, now he's decided that he's not done. He's still going to be Captain America, even if you pretty much took that away from him. So he puts back on the costume, creates his own shield. You also find out that in that suitcase that was given to Sam Wilson from the Wakandans, it's a new Captain America costume, which is a blend of the Falcon suit with the Falcon wings and the Captain America costume. And if you've, like, read any of the more recent comics with Sam Wilson, Captain America, you know that was going to happen. Well, of course, they end up having to go after Flag Smashers. Carly, being the leader, she's been the leader, I should have said, from the beginning. She's been the one that's really been pulling the strings. She's their person they look to. Sharon Carter finds herself back in the United States. And very much, things are kind of coming to a head. Also, you get the introduction of the character Valentina Contessa, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus. For me, we're kind of curious, that is also Madame Hydra. So definitely going to be curious to see her character. She's definitely a very interesting character that has a lot of different things that can happen. And very much is keeping things going. She actually offers, you know, John Walker the ability to keep doing what he's doing. You know, he did what was right. Of course, that's kind of just catching up everything like that. Of course, Bucky and Sam, they have to stop the Flag Smashers, which it takes a lot. The Flag Smashers end up getting a lot of these politicians out of the trucks. They try to see them away, pretty much. Sam has to stop a helicopter. Bucky, of course, has to go in and pretty much stop some vehicles from going down. From where they're going. John Walker, of course, gets involved. And it's pretty crazy. They manage to save the politicians to keep everybody safe. But Carly and them, the Flag Smashers, they're bloodthirsty. They're going for it because their back's against the wall. And Sharon Carter, of course, is still there with them, helping out as best she can. And pretty much, it's the last couple of the Flag Smashers. And of course, you also find out that Batroc is being asked to deliver some items to Carly and her crew. So, of course, now you have Batroc the Leapers back. Sharon Carter, Batroc, and Carly end up coming across each other. And that's when you find out that Sharon Carter is the power broker. You find out that in Madripoor, she was very unhappy with what happened with everything with Civil, with, you know, all the heroes and just Sokovia Accords and just how she was treated with it all, and the fact she had to be in hiding for so long. And she was disenfranchised by her own country, and that she wants some revenge. During that, you know, Batroc tries to blackmail him. Sharon Carter ends up shooting Batroc. Carly shoots Sharon. Of course, Sam's trying to, you know, stop Carly. Carly, of course, is going crazy. She's the leader of the Flag Smashers. She's trying to tell Sam, you have to kill me, pretty much. And Sam's like, I don't want to. Like, I know there's good in you. And pretty much, when Sam's just about to reach her, Sharon Carter shoots her and kills Carly. That's kind of like the end of their battle. From there, now the other Flag Smashers end up getting taken away because Bucky and John Walker, they trick him to go another way because Bucky previously picked up a Flag Smasher, pretty much one of their tracers or GPSs or cell phones, I guess, if I want to put it out there. Cell phone distracts them. They end up getting arrested. Now the remaining Flag Smashers, they're put in the back of a armored vehicle and they're sent off. Pretty much Bucky and them, you know, you get a small redemption arc for John Walker, who you realize he's not a bad guy. He's actually, he's a man who thought he was doing what was right, and that he was doing what was best for his friend Lamar, who he was told Lamar's life didn't matter, and everything that was going on. And that very much messed with John Walker, and it was very much forcing him to act a certain way. And at the end of it, you have where you find out everything's kind of being wrapped up. You have where the super soldiers are being moved away. They get blown up by the butler of Baron Zemo. So Baron Zemo's mission's finally done. The super soldiers are dead. You have John Walker, who's now being aligned with parents Valentina Contessa, a.k.a. Madame Hydra. And what we can all assume is the Thunderbolts, which is a group of supervillains who are more or less out there to counteract the Avengers. That's what they're more or less being like. They're meant to be a better version of the Avengers, but just more on the villain side. They do the dirty work that the Avengers won't do. Or the more gruesome work is the best way I should put it. Bucky and Sam, you know, they They realize their bigger purposes. Sam is now the new Captain America. And Bucky, he's happy with it because he's glad Sam's finally taking it up. You know, Sam is very much paying homage to both Steve, but he's also paying homage to Isaiah Bradley, who very much felt, you know, like gum. They chewed him up and spit him out and they tested him, and he was left for dead. They had to fake his own death just so he could live a life. And very much he had to show to Isaiah Bradley, there's so much more to this. Like, definitely I say check this out. But he had to show Isaiah Bradley that, you know, Captain America can be black, that there's so much more to it, and that the world's changed, and that people can truly recognize that it's not the world that you grew up in, and that the world is changing for better or for worse. But if we don't step up and face off some of the evil and try and give people a reason to out for good to outshine the bad, then at the end of the day, we're not solving anything. And that's very much what at least I took from it with Sam Wilson becoming Captain America. You have where, you know, Bucky finally comes to terms with the last person, and he very much has to leave because he had to admit to the guy, like, I killed your son. And he ended up leaving because he was only there to really just talk to him and kind of just be kind of a drinking buddy a little bit and hear him talk about his son. You also have where John Walker's officially made U.S. agent. Like I said, he's officially lined up with Madame Hydra. And then at the end of it, you have where Sharon Carter has now been pretty much exonerated of any previous problems she had with Civil War, from the Kirby Accords. And now she is, you know, given a position within S.H.I.E.L.D. or a subsect of what was S.H.I.E.L.D. And now she has a job within the government again. And at the end, she makes a phone call and says that, you know, this is the time. Like, I have information for the government. Like, this is the move. And you see that, you know, Sharon Carter very much is, she's not running away. She wants to go full villain on this one. She's not just, you know, just some misunderstood person. She wants this. And it very much leads to, you know, what's going to happen next. Now, it was confirmed really right after that they are doing Captain America 4. Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan will both be back for that. You know, Anthony Mackie will be playing Sam Wilson again. Of course, he'll be the new Captain America. It looks as though they're going to try and do what they would have done for Season 2 of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, now technically Captain America and the Winter Soldier. And just kind of what things are really going to happen. I mean, there's so much more we could, like, talk about. I could go on it for a long time, but overall, at the end of the day, I think it's a great series. I think they did a good job. They balanced a lot of great things they had to. And now you're seeing the new Avengers being formed. You know, you have Scarlet Witch, who's now coming more and more into her own powers. You have, you know, Sam Wilson is the new Captain America. You have, you know, Bucky Barnes is the Winter Soldier. He's stepping up. You've got Shang-Chi coming up. You've got, you know, Jane Foster, Thor. You've got She-Hulk series that's coming up. You've got a lot of new characters that are coming in for places to fill in, you know, the old Avengers spots, because you no longer have Steve Rogers, Captain America. You no longer have Tony Stark. You don't have, you know, Thor Odinson, because he's now with the Guardians of the Galaxy. The Hulk, you know, Bruce Banner. You know, he more or less is retired. Clint Barton, he's pretty much retired. So, of course, they're going to try and push the Kate Bishop with his daughter, who I think is the daughter of Hawkeye, I think, in this. I don't know what to see. You've also got, you know, James Rhodes, War Machine filling in. I know they are. I think they're still doing the Riri Williams Ironheart series. They've got a lot that they're doing, but they're building up to the new Avengers, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see. So, I highly recommend the series. I think it definitely really gives you, as the viewer, a good chance of getting just a great story from start to finish. I know I didn't do as much justice as I could, as anything else, as I guess I could have said. There's so much more to it. There's so many more topics you can really dissect. So, yeah. And today, I think I'm going to say Falcon Winter Soldier. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. Definitely check it out if you've been a big fan of the MCU. As always, you guys can find me on Anchor and the other podcasts. You know, you guys, or wherever you guys want to listen to your podcast. You guys can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Email at nerdstuffatheend and comicsandmino. I'm always on there. And yeah, thank you guys for listening and have a great day. Later.